Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 40s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tomorrow night, mostly clear at 18. As into Friday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 48.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee Chair John Hoven from North Dakota said the Senate version of the fiscal year 2021 Ag Appropriations Bill fully funds farm loan programs and supports rural innovation. He said it will bolster future ag research, and he said as the chair of the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, they worked to put together a strong agriculture funding bill that provides farmers and ranchers with the support they need during the challenging times. Among the many provisions in the bill, the legislation will maintain support for crop insurance and other farm bill programs. It increases funding for farm direct, guaranteed, and emergency loans to meet the expected demand. Senate Appropriations Committee ranking member Richard Shelby said he was disappointed that Republicans chose to cancel committee markups for the fiscal year 2021 bills, that the bills weren't considered by the full Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he intends to pass all appropriation bills before December 11th, even though the Senate hasn't passed one single appropriations bill yet. McDonald's is entering the meatless burger battle. The fast food giant has just developed a new plant-based offering called the McPlant. Tests of the burger will happen in a few markets around the world in 2021. Now, it may not be McDonald's only foray into the meatless option. McPlant, they say, is crafted exclusively for McDonald's by McDonald's. That is Ian Borden. He is the international president of McDonald's. He said in the future, McPlant could extend across the line to plant-based products like burgers, chicken substitutes, and even breakfast sandwiches. McDonald's is trailing many of its competitors in launching a plant-based burger in America. Burger King launched that Impossible Whopper a few months ago. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Dr. Lee Norman from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment gave an update yesterday during a press briefing discussing the latest concerns of hospitals across the state of Kansas and how they're having trouble holding many COVID-19 patients in their facilities.
Hospitals are working on and implementing bonus programs to incentivize staff to pick up additional shifts to cover for the shortage they are seeing of staff either out because of illness or for those awaiting test results. Transfer of patients is another area of concern. Hospitals are receiving calls on a daily basis from multiple states who need to transfer very ill patients, but hospitals are unable to accept them because of bed or staff capacity.
In other news, the Riley County Health Department has listed K-State football, track, and field, along with cross-country teams, as COVID-19 outbreaks in the community. KWCH News reports that the Riley County Health Department reports that K-State football had 9 active cases and 66 recoveries. Track and field had 26 cases. Good America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade, and we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock UGO 464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Office expired November 30th, 2020.
Police say a 21-year-old man has been fatally shot inside his Wichita home. Police say in a news release that the shooting happened on Monday afternoon in a neighborhood on the east side of the city. Officers called to the home discovered Christopher Bell had been shot there and had already been taken by a private vehicle to a hospital where he died. Investigators say that Bell was inside the home when a disturbance broke out and someone fired several shots, hitting Bell. Police say that no one else inside the home was hurt. Police say they know the identity of the man and he had been arrested early this morning. In other news, a former Lawrence banker has been sentenced to 5 years in federal prison for a loan fraud that caused millions of dollars in losses. Troy Gregory was sentenced yesterday and also ordered to pay $4.7 million in restitution. Gregory, a former officer of University National Bank in Lawrence, was found guilty in August of 2019 of 4 counts of bank fraud and 2 counts of making false statements. Prosecutors say in 2007, Gregory tried to secure $15.2 million construction loan for bank customers who wanted to build an apartment complex in Junction City. He misrepresented the strength of the borrowers and used some of the money for other purposes. Good American Network News.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation. Be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets, you'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday and happy Veterans Day. Nebraska and First Lady Suzanne Shore have gone into quarantine after both were exposed to a person with the coronavirus. Ricketts spokesman Taylor Gage says Ricketts and Shore had dinner outside with 3 other people on Sunday night. One of those people who was with them tested positive for coronavirus on Monday. Gage says Ricketts and Shore will quarantine for up to 14 days. Neither is showing any symptoms. Beginning this Saturday, the expanded Nebraska Clean Indoor Act goes into effect, prohibiting the use of electronic cigarettes in every enclosed indoor workplace, with very few exceptions. Tobacco-free Nebraska is encouraging all businesses, especially those that currently allow the use of e-cigarettes indoors, to take the steps to inform employees and visitors about the upcoming change. Compliance with the law is the responsibility of the business owner and management. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer salad on select discount vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock UTO 464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative after cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Office expires November 30th, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The first COVID-related fatality in Marshall County reported Tuesday as active cases continue to mount daily. As of Monday, Marshall County reporting 127 positive with 5 hospitalizations. No details on the fatality will be released. Also, Washington County Health Department Tuesday reporting their first 2 COVID-related fatalities. No details on those individuals will be released. Washington County now has 57 active positive, with 1 hospitalized. Nemahal County active cases have nearly doubled over the past week and stand at 108, with 5 hospitalizations and 5 related deaths. General election ballots in Marshall County were canvassed Monday, and the re-election of 3rd District Commissioner Keith Bramhall was confirmed, overriding candidate Richard Hall by a 53-47% margin. Bramhall received 914 votes and Hall 679. Tie votes were decided for Bigelow Township Trustee, with Austin Klein winning, and for Bigelow Township Treasurer, Patricia Hale. One other tie for Clear Fork Township Treasurer had Kathy Zerger winning. Other election results were confirmed as earlier reported, with over 75% of registered Marshall County voters casting ballots. Marshall County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes updated county commissioners at last week's meeting, noting that COVID numbers continue increasing. County Health Department does receive test results. However, depending on where the tests are performed, it can take several days before it's updated in the state infectious disease website. If tests are performed in Nebraska, the health department will not receive those results and rely completely on self-reporting. Rhodes feels if people would wear masks, it would help slow the spread, but did not recommend the county issue a mandate. She reported that contact tracing and follow-up with quarantined individuals takes an enormous amount of time, and they meet a lot of resistance. If people refuse to follow the quarantine or isolation recommendations, she can get a court order to force it, but then the question is who is going to enforce it comes up. Commissioners voted unanimously to close in-house dining services at all senior meal sites due to increasing COVID numbers in the county effective this week. County Councilor Jason Brenniger reported the county attorney has received allegations of open meeting violations. The county attorney will turn this issue over to the Attorney General's office for investigation. Dustin Mingy was approved as Herkimer Township clerk to fill the vacancy of Richard Schotte, who recently passed away. A number of residents presented comments regarding the Irish Creek Wind Farm, most requesting further setback requirement considerations. Some remain opposed to the project entirely, while one spoke in favor, citing economic benefits, among others. Washington County Commissioners last week met with the county health director and a number of school officials who differed at times as to COVID quarantine protocol and best practices. Conclusions were that guidelines are being followed and no immediate changes were brought forward. Nemahal County Commissioners last week discussed renewing the moratorium in the county on new wind farm application for an additional 6 months. In a related matter, they will need to meet in executive session soon to review and discuss the road use agreement submitted for the Irish Creek Wind Farm to be located in adjacent Marshall County. The board met in executive session with the Senior Services Director, announcing afterward that additional employees may be hired in the case that regular staff may not be able to come in, and authorization was given to stock shelf-stable meals in case the nutrition site would have to close. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last week heard a report on a memorandum of understanding with Saline County for the drug dog, opting to transfer ownership of the dog and equipment back. The Extension Office introduced new ag educator Nathan Mueller, who will be serving Gage, Saline, and Jefferson counties. Friends of Vermilion will be hosting a community Thanksgiving drive-up take-home dinner Saturday, November 21st, before Thanksgiving, at the Community Church, the Old Methodist Church, west of Main on 3rd Street in Vermilion. Reservations to order dinners are due by November 11th, with Lynn Schaefer at 382-6306 or Audrey Brockstrom at 382-6294. Indicate child or adult order. Children $5, under 10. $10 for adults. Leave a voicemail message if no answer. Pickup will be between 11 and 1 Saturday, November 21st, with reservations due November 11th for the community Thanksgiving drive-up take-home dinner at Vermilion. Marshall County Helping Hands Food Pantry will go back to curbside service effective Thursday. Families will remain in their cars. A volunteer will get information and pass a number. When that number is called, pull up and load your food. Volunteers will not load the food. If you're not able to do this, please bring someone who can help. Distribution Thursdays 3 to 5 in Marysville at the food pantry across the street from the Lincoln Center. Jimmy J. Cordry, age 77, of Clifton, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the IOOF Cemetery north of Clifton. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Jimmy Cordry. Rodney Meyer, age 78, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Private graveside service Thursday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church northeast of Hanover. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Rodney Meyer. Bernadette LeCure, age 91, of Morrowville, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial St. Peter and Paul Cemetery, Morrillville. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday noon until 5 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. In charge of arrangements for Bernadette LeCure. Richard L. Forrest, age 60, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Private service Saturday at the Victory Baptist Church, Marysville, with a public graveside service Saturday at 1:15 at St. Wenceslas Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Richard Forrest. Carol A. Rasmussen, age 78, of Overland Park, formerly of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday at 1 at the Salem Lutheran Church, Axtell, will be streamed on the Salem Lutheran Church Facebook page. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Patton Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Carol Rasmussen. Carrie Toby Ryan, age 60, of Raymond, Nebraska, passed away Sunday. Graveside service at Pawnee City Cemetery Saturday, 10:30. Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Carrie Toby Ryan. Barbara A. Katalik, age 77, of Blue Springs, Missouri, formerly the Pawnee City area, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service is planned Sunday, 2 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church, Blue Springs, Missouri. Service will be streamed. The graveside service is planned Saturday at 1 at the Pawnee City Cemetery. Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Barbara Kotelik. Larry D. Hollett, age 80, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral services pending with Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Larry Hollett.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, yesterday we saw busy weather with that strong cold front. We saw severe thunderstorms ahead of the system, and we saw snow and mixed precipitation behind the system. This low has now moved off towards the east. High pressure system across the central parts of the Midwest. We're going to see mostly sunny skies, dry weather for tonight and into tomorrow. A dry cold front moves through Thursday night, just bringing us cooler temperatures for Friday. But an upper level system will bring us some rain showers Friday night into Saturday. Temperatures not bad. It looks like in the 50s, warmer for the weekend. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper teens. And Friday, mostly sunny skies. That's your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We're an equal housing lender. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-November 58, record high on the state 79. The average low 33 and the record low is 6 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:16, sunrise in the morning at 7:07. After the rains passed Tuesday, we recorded anywhere from a half to three-quarter inch across the area.
November is known for abrupt weather changes, but none of us have experienced a whipsaw like the one on this day in 1911. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 11th, the 316th day of the year. General George Patton was born on this day, and it's the anniversary of the strongest cold front ever recorded in North America, the Great Blue Norther of 1911. The Southern Plains was enjoying a balmy afternoon in the 80s before the front pushed through. By midnight, the mercury had sunk into the teens. Columbia, Missouri experienced a 69-degree temperature drop in 10 hours. Oklahoma City had a double record day, a record high and a low in a 12-hour span. And as the front moved through the Great Lakes area, it spawned tornadoes and a blizzard almost simultaneously. That phrase, if you don't like the weather, wait a few minutes, was probably coined in 1911. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Wednesday. Wichita State University and basketball coach Greg Marshall expected to part ways by the end of the week, according to reports. Our news partners at KAKE TV report Jeff Goodman with Watch Stadium Sports tweeted out last night that Marshall and the university would part ways. Back in October, Wichita State announced that the Shockers head coach was under investigation for his behavior toward current and former players. Around 20 K-State football players are now out with coronavirus. Head coach Chris Kleiman reporting yesterday on his weekly Zoom news.